to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and you've joined me on my adventures around the Fraser Coast region, sharing positive stories. Today I'm joined in my studio, my crochet slash bit of a greenhouse at the moment, podcast studio, with a lovely lady who I've literally met 30 seconds ago, or maybe a minute, Deborah Hannon.
Hannum.
See, I'm so silly. I can't even remember a name for like 2 minutes. And I think my multiple cirrhosis is flaring up at the moment because I can't even remember what we're talking about today. So I decided to just wing it and have a chat to, can I call you Deb?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, people just call me Deb.
Okay. Don't call me Justine. I'm only Justine when I'm naughty. I like Jussie.
Okay.
So we'll get to know Deborah and find out what it is that you've come to talk to me about today. So tell us a bit about yourself, Deb.
Well, I'm a naturopath in Maryborough. My clinic is opposite the base hospital, Alpha Natural Health Centre. I've been in practice for about 24 years, solely in the Maryborough area. And it's a job that... you know, it's hard work, but I have a great passion for it. It's really interesting and continued learning and helping people. And, you know, people become your friends, your family. It's like, you know, they're part of you, you know. It's a very rewarding job.
So really. 24 years being a naturopath, well, I bet you've seen some changes in that whole industry over that period.
Oh, look, to be honest, it gets harder because when I first graduated, I actually worked from home. And in those days, you know, you had your herbs and you had a few little, we call them celloid minerals to balance the cellular level. And, you know, a bit of slippery elm powder and, vitamin C. And, you know, people were easy to treat. You know, you told them to eat this, don't eat that, you know, get out in the sun, exercise. You know, go to bed early. And these days, you know, with technology, with Dr. Google, with all the fast food outlets, and most people make poor health choices in what they eat. They're stressed, they work long hours. It's a lot more challenging to help people to get well, to be honest.
Yeah, right.
You know, and these days we have lots of other tools and other supplements and things. A lot of our companies have made it easier for people, you know, to take tablets and herbal tablets and things like that. But, you know, compared to when I first started, yeah, it was very simple back then. Now it's like, you know, you have to coach people in what to eat. They don't know what to eat. You know, it's like, but, you know, isn't, you know, Diet Coke good for me? And you go, no.
I only drink soft drink when if I start to feel a bit car sick.
Oh, ginger beer?
Yeah, or sarsaparilla's my go-to. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Look, I have the odd Bundaberg ginger beer, but it's very rare. I've never really liked soft drink, but I it's just one of my pet hates.
Well, at least you're drinking the best soft drink there is on the planet.
Yeah, of course. And I should, you know, like the herbs that we use or I use in my practice, I just love because the fellow who started that company, he's actually a professor and he was a chemist and he learned herbal medicine in England, but he started a company at Warwick in Queensland. So they source all the really good quality herbs from all around the world, hopefully in Australia, but if they can't get it, they source the best and they manufacture everything in Warwick. So, you know, supporting a Queensland company.
Yeah.
And they export all around the world.
So tell me, how long have you lived in Maryborough for?
I moved to Maryborough about 1988. I'm from Sydney originally. I grew up there. I'm a Blues supporter.
Oh, actually, I am too.
I'm a mad football fan. I absolutely love football, but I'm a Blues fan.
I look better in blue than maroon.
Me too.
How
with you?
And it's a happier colour than...
Maroon looks crap on me. I don't like that.
I hear you, sister. Yeah. I hear you.
So, you know, I grew up in Sydney, and but I knew I'd never live there. I just knew. And I travelled around Australia when I was young. I was sort of a bit, bit unsettled, I suppose.
Yep.
Travelled around Australia by myself.
Was that a very reserved way of describing yourself?
What?
Unsettled?
Yeah, probably was.
I was waiting for wild, spirited.
Yeah, probably that. Bit of a rebel.
Rebel.
Yeah, that was me. The black sheep, that was it, that's me. So I travelled around Australia, met my husband in Darwin, and then he was from Adelaide, so we moved back to Sydney. We got married. We wanted to leave the cold. Like, even Sydney was too cold for us in winter, so we moved to Brisbane. But on our honeymoon, we bought some land just out from Maryborough. But anyway, we got jobs in Brisbane, and then we were unsettled again together. So we took off and travelled around Australia for about 2.5 years just working. And then we moved to Maryborough, and we were going to continue travelling, actually, but we had this child. Shut up. She was the kid from hell.
How old?
She's 31 now.
No, I mean then.
How old was I?
No, how old was the baby?
Well, a baby.
Literally
a tiny baby. She was born in Gympie Hospital.
Oh, terrible thing for being so baby-like.
She was a shocker. You couldn't drive anywhere and she'd just scream her head off. And I can remember one time my husband and I were driving to Tin Can Bay for an anniversary lunch, and she screamed the whole way, and he said, "Stop the car, I can't stand this." I said, "This kid is not going to rule our life, you know." And it's really funny because she hated living in Maryborough and reckoned it was child abuse being raised in Maryborough. She recently got married, and I said that at her wedding. She lives in Perth now. But, yeah, so we had her move to Maryborough and lived there ever since. And we quite like Maryborough, you know. We like the small country town aspect and, you know, there's a lot to do within the region.
Yeah.
You know, we like outdoors type stuff, you know, camping and fishing and hiking and, you know, I love to do exercise. So, you know, there's lots to do for me.
Yeah,
I do miss my football, but I watch it on TV or go to the odd game. I used to go to Sydney and watch it, but my mother died a couple of years ago, so there's no real need for me to fly to Sydney all the time now, so I don't tend to do that.
Yeah, fantastic. So are you now living on the block of land that you bought on your honeymoon?
No, we ended up selling that, I think maybe too because of this horrible baby that we had.
Oh dear me. You love your daughter, right?
Of course. I'm very close to her.
What's her name?
Jessica.
Oh, Jessica, shout out to you, honey. It's okay. Mum's smiling when she says this.
She likes Jess. Yeah, Jess. Like you with Jessie. She's Jessie. No, look, we sold that because I just could not imagine living out there with that child, because she just screamed.
That beautiful girl, yeah, that beautiful daughter.
Because it was like, you know, it was probably a 20-minute drive, you know. And you put that kid in a car, she'd scream, you know. So I can't say.
So are you saying she?
That's not the only reason. But
are you saying she started to rule your life and dictating on where you actually would live?
So we ended up, but we bought a house over at Granville. I don't know if you know where Granville is. It's, you know, we bought a house there and
just over the bridge from the town of Maryborough.
Yeah. And then, and that was a great little house and great street. You know, the kids could run around. It was a cul-de-sac and they all played in the street. You know, it was great. But we sold the land and, we've lived in a few other places around Maryborough. And we live on the river at the moment, which is absolutely beautiful. My husband's been renovating a house there. But we want to retire down at Chewan, which is on the Great Sandy Straits. So we can't see, you know, any need to leave this region, to be honest.
It's just beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And the weather's great. So, and, you know, I can still work a few days a week if I want to. You know, we're renovating the house that we live in. So once we sell that, then I'll decide what I'm going to do. You know, I'll probably still work because, like, my industry, it's sort of like it's your passion. It's what you'd do if you weren't working anyway. So might as well do it and get paid for it, you know. So
nice.
I really like what I do, so...
Yeah, but there's more sides to you, Deb.
Yeah, there's a lot to me.
So tell me about the murals.
The murals? A friend and I started off the mural project about 5.5 years ago. You know, Maryborough, it's a great place. It cops a lot of negative flack. People who live there really love it. You know, if you don't, you leave. So a friend of mine relocated to the area and we got talking. She used to live with us and we used to go walking a lot. And we'd say, oh, you know, poor old Maryborough. And she'd travelled a lot. So she said, why don't we put murals up? So she wrote up this concept plan. We researched it from towns overseas that had done it, or towns, there's one in Tasmania, Sheffield. Mm-hmm. So we put a plan together and went and spoke to a few of the councillors and the council, and they weren't really keen on it. Some were, some weren't. We just went ahead and did it anyway. And we've got a group of volunteers and, you know, we just get the artists, you know, our biggest problem is getting the money to pay the artist. And we've just got a couple of themes, Mary Poppins, P.L. Travers, or related to Maryborough. So it has to sort of, the topic or the theme of the mural has to relate back to Maryborough in some way.
So how do you find the location for a mural, like for the next mural?
Well, we sort of just have a look around the town because there's so many walls. And then, you know, we talk to the person who's going to pay for the mural and we talk to the building owner to make sure, because everyone's got to agree.
Yes.
And then we find an artist, and we've had people just contact us through Facebook and stuff like that. And, you know, some artists have painted for free as well. So they'll do a little mural and then we try and get them, you know, a bigger paid job. So, you know, most of the artists, you know, all the artists have really liked the concept, and some of them are from Hervey Bay, Maryborough, Sunshine Coast.
Is it putting you on the spot to mention some of the artists' names who have donated their time?
For free?
Yeah.
Well, there was a lady in Maryborough called Shanae, and Shanae's an art teacher at Aldridge High. She did one for free. And then she's done another one. We had a lady, she contacted us just on Facebook, Jackie. She's from Brisbane actually, but I think her in-laws live at the Bay. And she did a beautiful mural of Archibald. You know the Archibald Prize?
Yes.
Archibald himself, he actually worked at Walker's.
Oh.
Like in the late 1800s.
Wow.
As a clerk.
Yes.
So we thought, we've got to have a mural of him. And she did this really brightly coloured mural because he liked everything French.
Mm-hmm.
So she did a beautiful mural. We had another girl, Shelley. She's from Hervey Bay. She did a turtle.
Yeah, that'll be Shelley Seashells. She likes turtles.
Yes, she did the Mary River turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does beautiful turtles. I've seen some of her stuff that she sells at the market. It's gorgeous. But she did the Mary River turtle, which is a little bit of an ugly turtle, but it's significant to the Mary River.
Yes.
And
poor turtle.
Yeah, I know. But, you know.
Deb, you're not very nice.
Well, I'm honest. With this turtle, though, when we were looking at pictures of him, there was a picture with this moss on his head and he looked sort of like a punk rocker. So I think she did that. But we also had, there's a fellow from down the coast, Daniel, he did this crocodile mural for free. So we've got 37 murals and we've got a trail brochure, and people can, when COVID's not on, they can go into the visitor information centre and get the trail brochure and start off at the town hall and then do the CBD and walk around and hopefully go into the cafes and the shops and support those, because that was the idea of it, to try and revitalise the CBD.
That's wonderful. And can you download the trail brochure?
I think so. Fraser Coast Tourism and Events have helped us. And I think you can download it from their website.
Yeah.
And the Maryborough Mural Project has its own website as well. And you can look at the murals and the maps and things on there. So
oh,
I think it
so
takes
nice.
You back to the Fraser Coast Tourism and Events. But everything's been done like voluntarily. And a lot of the businesses in town donate their goods and services. So we don't pay for anything because we've got no money.
Yeah,
so
right.
We sort of beg, we don't steal, but
yeah,
borrow.
Yeah, yeah
so
well.
It has been really good. And we've got a great bunch of volunteers and some of them have been with us since we started. And, yeah, so we're at the stage now where we want to really market it and publicise it. So once COVID's over, we start drawing tourists to Maryborough to have a look, because a lot of the tourists would just drive through straight to Harvey Bay to see the whales.
Yeah,
but you know, there's a lot to do in Maryborough.
There is.
So we've given them something extra to stay around and have a look at. So the you know, with this COVID thing, and now the restrictions have been eased to that you can go anywhere in the state, maybe people will move around a bit more now.
So wow, that's so you've got your own business as a naturopath and the mural project. Mm. And is there any other facets to you?
But I do like donuts.
Oh,
I do like donuts.
Do you know, jam donuts is the only thing that I start to crave sometimes.
Yeah, well, I just like the ice ones, but I always joke around and say it's hereditary because my mother loved donuts. So.
Okay, so what's the next mural that's on being planned?
Well, the next mural that's being planned it's going to be a street art style mural, and it's going to be, the topic is a lady that used to work for the council, Alison Coleman, and she retired a couple of years ago, and she used to sort of walk around Maryborough picking up rubbish. But she had this really interesting face and hat, and people used to give her feathers to stick in the hat. And I saw a picture of her in the paper when she retired, and I thought that would make a great mural. And, you know, she was a marathon runner, and, you know, she's travelled doing marathons, and I think, you know, like she knows Robert De Castella, and so we've gathered all this information about her and different trophies and things she's won and different things on the council. Yes. For that, because the fellow who paid for that commission wants it done street art style because he's much younger. So with our murals, we try and have a variety of artists with a variety of styles, so it's not just one thing. Ours are a bit out there and colourful, some of them not, you know.
Yeah.
So we've done a few at the Military Museum.
Yep.
In Maryborough. They are really good.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? So Deb, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
No, I don't think so. the fact that I do colonic irrigation. What's that?
So hang on, so you're a naturopath?
Yeah.
You're involved with the murals?
Yeah.
And just when I was asking you before we signed off, I've mentioned to Deb, what else, is there anything else you want to talk about? And she just happens to say, oh, I can tell you about the colonic irrigation that I do. I'm like, well, that came out of left field. But let's delve a little bit deeper into the darkest part of your void. And what is that?
Colonic irrigation, the theory behind the theory behind colonic irrigation is that we have impacted feces stuck in our colon. So it's like sitting in your own sewer pit.
Can I just pause there? Anyone listening, if you're eating your dessert or eating your dinner, having a bit of chocolate cake, just pause. Just pause for a moment, walk away and have
good
a listen.
Idea. Good idea. So the idea of it is to clean the colon out.
Are you saying that sitting here, I would also be someone who has compacted feces and I wasn't aware of it?
Probably, yeah. Most people do.
How does that happen?
Even if they think they're squeaky clean. Mainly because, stress.
I'm not stressed.
We don't eat as well as we could. We don't squat. Most people don't squat when they go to the toilet.
I do because I go to out the bush all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Squatting's great. You know, we're not meant to sit on the throne.
Honestly,
to go to the toilet, in the old days everyone squatted, so it actually activates the muscles to make you release. You see,
I think I can tell you that I don't have a compacted feces in my.
Well, most people don't think they do until we sort of stick a tube up their backside.
Oh, is that how it happens?
Yeah, we've got this speculum, and it's all done very medically thing. And
you don't reuse.
Oh, no, disposable. So we stick a tube up the person's backside, and then I...
When you say we, is it a team effort?
Me.
Or, do you have another personality when
just
you do this?
I try and make jokes out of it.
I know. We can't. This is serious business.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want anyone to think that we're laughing at them.
Oh, not at them, no. But you've got
to process.
You know, just to make them feel a bit relaxed, you know, have a bit of a joke once we get into it. But I work the controls. It irrigates the water in. There's a pressure gauge. When the pressure gauge goes up, we know there's enough water inside them, so we turn it off and it flushes the impacted feces out. So we do a series of fills and releases. People feel flatter in the tummy, less headaches, their skin improves, stomach problems, bloating, all of that improves. And most people think they're squeaky clean, even if they move their bowels every day. They go, oh, you won't get much out of me. And they're often in for a big surprise when it comes out. But it's all done in tubes. It comes out. It's called a closed system. Mm-hmm. So the tube is connected to the machine and the speculum. So it comes out and then goes down through the sewerage. So generally there's no smell. And then they just, at the end of it, we just pull it out. They sit on the toilet. More comes out and off they go.
Well, I don't know if everybody listening would be feeling this way, but I've been squeezing my butt cheeks extremely tightly while you've been explaining all of that. Not intentionally.
Sometimes I'll have a new naturopathy client and they'll have some problem. I go, you really benefit from colonic irrigation, and you can see them squirming in their seat. But I generally show them the room, show them the process, give them some information. They'll go home and Google it. They'll read the good and the bad, you know, because
So you sell fries with your naturopathy and it comes as a colonic irrigation.
Pardon?
You sell fries. It's your upsell.
Yeah, my upsell. Yeah, you're right. But I see things get better quicker with people. But look, it's not for everyone.
No, but there is a serious side.
And I think for myself, look, in my 20s, I had terrible health, right? And I think doctors sort of just kept prescribing me antibiotics for everything, which just wrecked my gut. And I started having colonics, and it took me years. I'd read about them. This is before I was a naturopath, and I started reading about them. And then when I was at college, I went and had them done, and I just thought, wow, this is fantastic. I'm going to learn this.
Yeah.
And I did. And, so, you know, most people will always come back again. The odd person goes, no, that's not for me. But if you can get your head around it, it does help remove a lot of toxins.
Can I ask you a question? Is the water warm?
The water's warm and sterilized and filtered.
Yeah.
That goes in. And it's
not recycled.
No.
Oh, good.
And, you know, sometimes we will use cold water because it sort of like shocks the bowel to release, you know. So sometimes we'll alternate the water between warm and cold. So
wow, there's a real science to it.
Yeah, so, you know, it just helps get rid of a lot of impacted feces, and that's the theory behind it. Most people feel better after it, and as I say, you can tell their skin just glows.
Wow.
You know, so
you also do massage, you were saying?
Yeah, I do massage. I do Bowen therapy. I do a bit of Reiki as well.
Wow. Okay.
So it's sort of like naturopathy originally was meant to be, you know, mind, body, spirit, you know. So, you know, the chemical, you know, like digestion and diet, body therapy, you know, if you've got a stiff neck, massage it, and the emotional, you know, so we use like flower essences and mm-hmm. things. things like that. So it's quite a holistic approach to health, although a lot of the naturopaths these days just sort of specialize in one thing. But, you know, being in a country town, I just do what's needed, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's good. I like it.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
There's variety, you know, it's good.
I absolutely. Really like it. Hey, thank you for sharing Thanks. Everything that you shared. And, well, I didn't know what we were going to talk about, and I didn't know it was going to basically be from the top to the bottom, literally. But that was awesome.
Yeah, great.
Thank you so much, Deb. And I'll share on the Facebook group and on the blog that I'll type up how everyone can get in touch with you and the services that you provide.
Yes, thank you.
And a link, I'll try and find a link, or you might share a link with me to share for the mural project.
Yes, and, you know, we are still looking for volunteers to help out with the mural project. You know, someone who can help with, you know, applying for grants and, and even we'd like to do some walking tours around town, so like a tour guide, and we need an admin person. So we're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
And look, a lot of it's done on your own via email, and but we have everyone sort of has a set job that they do. So, but yeah, it's quite good too.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much. Ba-da-ba-da. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-